French planes pounded extremist training camps as well as arms and fuel depots from Saturday night into the early hours of Sunday. The continued attacks also came just hours after French President François Hollande left Mali.
Ensemble.
Together we have liberated Gao and Timbuktu. Together we have liberated Kidal and Tessalit. We have hunted down those terrorists to their final hiding places.
But there are fears the fighters could regroup in the mountains near Kidal. Although French troops captured Kidal's airport on Wednesday last, rebels from a Tuareg group who want their own homeland in northern Mali, the MNLA, still have control of the town itself. The MNLA seized North Mali in April before being pushed aside by a better-armed Islamist alliance composed of Al-Qaeda's North African wing. The Malian interim president has offered to hold talks with the MNLA in order to help secure Kidal. Reports have also emerged that a senior figure in the main militant Islamist movement, Ansar Dine, has been captured near the Algerian border by a rival separatist group. Meanwhile, nearly 2,000 army personnel from Chad and Niger are already helping consolidate the recent gains made by the French and Malian armies. A further 6,000 troops will be deployed as part of the UN-backed African-led international support mission to Mali. I'm Ema McCarthy.